somebody do something!" shouted a storekeeper whose broom was taken by a Peppertoes doll in the middle of his sweeping. "Stop the madness!" yelled a lady who was under a hairdryer in the beauty salon before it got pulled away by some Peppertoes dolls. "It's her! She's the one who started all this with that garden of hers!" yelled a man who had spotted Megan on the sidewalk. Megan felt betrayed by Melissa's Peppertoes doll. She had unknowingly contributed to all of this confusion. She knew she had to do something, but what? Then she knew. She headed back home to Melissa's room to confront the enemy head on, even if that head was shaped like a pepper. Chapter 5. For the Kids. "Why did you do it, Mrs. Peppertoes?" asked Megan as she sat down to negotiate with the toy. "Megan, I'm sorry it had to be you, but look at me," said Mrs. Peppertoes, gesturing to her features and her outfit. "We finally decided that we've had enough of being made to look ridiculous. We have to go out on our own. I needed the new crop of Peppertoes for some extra help in establishing ourselves." Megan understood, and she actually felt sorry for the silly-looking doll. She knew she had to make things right both for the town and for the Peppertoes. She had a strategy that she hoped would work. Mrs. Peppertoes called off her troops while Megan visited the man who made Mrs. Peppertoes' dolls. "You mean they don't want to look silly anymore?" asked the toy maker.